The city of Skagway has a new system in place to protect the small boat harbor from wave damage. From member station KHNS, Tara Bicknell reports.
Skagway's latest harbor improvement, the wave barrier, is complete. The new harbor breakwater is a vertical barrier that actually stops short of the seafloor. It still provides the protection of a traditional rebel mound breakwater, but minimizes the footprint of the structure. Matt O'Boyle is the Skagway Harbor Master.
The wave barrier is to protect the boats and the floats inside the small boat harbor. Right now, the A float out there towards the entrance has taken quite a beating, and we've had to do quite a few repairs to that float. This wave barrier is going to alleviate the wave action that actually comes in through the entrance of the harbor.
The formation, which is known as a partially penetrating wave barrier, is a choice that is used in rough marine environments or harbors with troublesome features like dynamic wave loads, poor soils, intense sedimentation, deep water, corrosion, or sensitive ecosystems. This type of harbor protection has also been considered in areas that are subject to extremely variable tides, heavy seas, ice, earthquakes, and shoreline movement.
It looks like it's doing a really good job of protecting the harbor. We've had quite a few storms in the past that have caused quite a bit of damage to the small boat harbor, to the boats, and so this is pretty exciting to see how well it's doing.
PND, the engineers behind the design, built its first wave barrier in 1980 in Oregon. That one still withstands stormy waves, and more have been built in the meantime in Seattle, Blaine, and Ilwaco, Washington, and closer to home in Whittier and Ketchikan. Proponents of the style say it takes less time and money to build and less space when built. It minimizes impact of the marine environment by allowing natural basin flushing and lessening load on submarine soils. The barrier can be moved and added to after construction and provide mooring. And there's something in it for the landlubbers, too, with a promenade that's open to the public.
Year-round, it's going to be a really nice viewing platform.
The wave barrier's finishing touches are expected to be complete this week when the project is handed over to the Skagway Borough. In Skagway, I'm Tara Bicknell.